today, customer service. And what prompted this was I received a reply from an email I sent to a company last week. You probably gather from these posts that I do enjoy my coffee, and while I do quite often visit some of the larger chains, I also visit some of the smaller chains and smaller shops as well. However, this particular email I fired off was to one of the big national chains, which was Costa. And what I complained about was that going in over 2 hours before the shop was due to close, whole sections of it were cordoned off while it was being cleaned, and it would never be opened again. That included all the comfortable seating and various bits and pieces. So I fired the email off, and that I thought would be that. I did expect a reply, but I didn't quite expect the reply I got, because the reply I got had everything I would expect to see in a response. The first thing was, of course, they apologised for what had happened and said, yes, it was unacceptable and this shouldn't happen. The second thing they said was they actually told me what action they were going to take about it to rectify the situation so that it doesn't happen again. Now, that is where a lot of customer service inquiries fall down. Yes, we're used to the apology, and yes, we're used to the, you shouldn't have to put up with that. But not always do people say, right, this is what we're going to do about it. So they've now told me what they do to fix it, or what they plan to do to fix it. Of course, I'll be able to monitor that, because if I go back to the store and it happens again, then obviously. So they are, in a certain way, sticking their neck out as well. So I'm convinced that they will deliver on this. And the third thing is, they offered me points on a card that I can redeem against coffee and or whatever I want to purchase on store, which again is fantastic. I don't actually see that as essential. I don't always think, you know, a good customer service reply has to have compensation in it, because I think that does encourage a culture whereby people complain just to get something, and I don't think that's why we do. We genuinely want to complain to improve the service. However, in the context of everything else that this response had, then I believe that that was wholly appropriate. I was considering at one point actually writing back and saying, well, thank you very much for that offer, but I'll decline that because I don't actually feel it's necessary. But hey, I'm really impressed, so I think I will accept their offer of free coffee. So there you go, their response. Yes, it accepted that they'd made a mistake. Yes, it apologised. Yes, it told me what they were going to do about it. And yes, it did offer me some compensation. 100% out of 100% customer service response from my perspective. So well done to the parent company, Whitbread. Well done to Whitbread for a response. The only downside, and again, it's not a criticism, the only thing is, it did take a few days to come through. However, when it did come through, then it was a perfect response. One assumes that it probably took a little bit longer, because they did tell me what they intended to do about it. So, full marks.